Welcome to the Discipleship and Spiritual Development class at G2G Ministries. The lesson that you're about to hear is Commitment and Devotion. Our foundation scriptures come from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 of the King James Version. And the things that thou hast heard of me and among my many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. The second verse is Psalms chapter 37, verse 4 and 5. Delight thine self also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The question you ask yourself is, what is commitment? Commit to something. Commit comes from the Hebrew word galal, which means to roll oneself away, roll down, roll together, to throw oneself after. The Greek word is paraithai athami. That means to place beside or near or to set before, to place down from oneself or from one's self with anyone, to entrust or commit to one's charge. It's also an obligation, pledge, or promise to oneself or one's intentions, to pledge to the keeping of an ideal, belief, or responsibility. And lastly, it's a state of being involved or engaged, the act of entrusting or giving oneself over to the charge of another. The characteristics of a committed believer are as follows. A committed believer is willing and not ashamed to share and defend their faith as well as disciple others. As you're reading along with the handouts, you can see the reference scriptures that are listed. A committed believer desires to fellowship and please God by knowing and studying the Word of God. A committed believer is renewed in the spirit of their mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 states, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing, and acceptable unto the Lord. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A committed believer allows the Holy Spirit to lead, teach, and empower them to walk in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and not the works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, 16 through 26. A committed believer loves people, loves God, and keep God's commandments. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. A committed believer supports the work of the ministry by advancing the kingdom of God through their time, treasures, and relationships. Being committed to the Word of God. Just as we need daily nourishment for a healthy body, even so, we need a daily intake of the Word of God to ensure a healthy spiritual life. The Word of God is God. It's living, powerful, infallible, and was manifested in the flesh through Jesus Christ. 1 John 1 and 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Holy men of God with their unique styles and personalities were inspired to write and record exactly what God wanted to communicate to mankind. These writings were written in scripture and text form and canonized to form the Holy Bible. The original languages of the Bible are Hebrew and Aramaic in the Old Testament and Greek in the New Testament. There are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament, written by approximately 40 different authors over the span of 1,500 years. Today, the Bible is translated in over 500 languages, with almost 3,000 languages that have some portion of the Bible. Studying God's Word. When studying the Word of God, one should desire more than head knowledge. It should be a time of devotion, inspiration, impartation, and a time to hear and receive God's instructions, to know his will and how to do his will. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. There are many reference resources that aid in the study of the Bible, including Bible dictionaries, lexicons, encyclopedias, various translations, concordances, and commentaries. Find the resource that works best for you. Begin your time of study with prayer. Read slowly, take notes, write down questions, look up the meaning of key or unknown words, meditate to reflect, to ponder by talking to yourself, to consider, to dwell in thought, contemplating a passage over and over again on what you've read, and always, always ask the Holy Spirit for guidance and understanding. Joshua 1:8. It is often said there is only one interpretation, but many applications. It's imperative to discover the correct interpretation, for if the interpretation is in error, so too will be the application. Consider the main subjects of the passage, the author and the audience being addressed, historical and cultural context and significance, prophetic implications, and symbolic messianic Christ messages. Obey the word of God by applying what you study in practical ways. Put into action what you've learned in order to live a holy life that is pleasing to God. 2 Timothy 3:16, James 1:22. Being committed to the work of ministry. God has given every believer talents, skills, and resources based on the ability to handle them. Be faithful and committed to doing the best with what God has given you. Matthew 25:14-20. Committed believers are committed to worshiping together with other believers, serving in a local church, and submitting to the governance of leadership, a pastor, other leaders, for the purpose of being equipped for the work of the Lord. Hebrews 10:5. Committed believers are faithful and consistent in their giving finances to help support the local church, the work of the ministry, and building the kingdom of God. Tithes, which are 10% and offerings, is referenced in Malachi 3:8-12, to support and supply the needs of ministers for the work of the mission of the ministry. Numbers 18:1-32. For benevolence, poor, needy, supporting of other charities, 2 Corinthians 9:12-13. Provisions for ministry, Matthew 22:15-21. Giving should be cheerfully and without any grievances with anyone, 2 Corinthians 9-7. Committed believers are committed to developing, strengthening, and expanding their relationships with other believers and non-believers for the purpose of winning them to Christ. Committed to service. The Bible teaches that service to God requires a team effort as well as individual activity. We do have individual responsibilities, yet each Christian must also identify themselves as part of a faithful local church and then actively involve themselves in the word work of that church, ministry, and service. There are different or various gifts, ministries, and activities, but the same God who works all in all. While we are many members individually, yet we are one body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:4-26. A committed believer should regularly attend services and assemble themselves together. Acts 11:19-26. Committed believers should actively participate in some form of ministry or service in the local church. Each member doing their share causes growth to the body. Ephesians 4:4-16. Committed believers are commissioned by God to share their faith and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew 25:14-26. That's the first part of this lesson of commitment. The second part of this lesson is devotion. And our foundation scriptures come from Acts 10:2, reading from the New Living Translation. He was a devout, God-fearing man, as was everyone in his household. He gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. Our second foundation scripture is 1 Kings 8:61, reading from the NASB version. Let your hearts therefore be wholly devoted to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. As Christians, we are devoted to many things and the accomplishment of many tasks. But above all, we should be devoted to God, particularly to prayer, worship, studying and keeping the word of God, service, and to every good work. What is devotion to God? Devotion to God is one who is devout or devoted to God. From the Greek, eusebius, to be pious, having or showing profound dedication, respect, regard, or reverence, dutiful toward God, godly. From the Hebrew word, karem, which is devoted, dedicated, and banned, to be destroyed. Devotion to God implies a dedicated and passionate affection towards him, a yielding of the heart to him with reverence, fear, and faithfulness. Devotion towards God, in its purest essence, is love manifested. Every believer should desire to be more devoted to God by daily conforming to the image of Christ in our lives. This devotional process requires progress, otherwise there will be regress. Developing a daily devotional plan. There are many ways we can do devotions and study the Bible. There is no best way, only that we do it. Many Christians feel they have to do for their spiritual growth is go to church, listen to their favorite preacher on TV or CD, or imitate others. To be a mature and growing Christian, we must develop a personal relationship with Christ through daily encounters with him. Therefore, it is wise to practice and develop a daily devotional plan. First, decide on a time. Choose a time for your devotions when you are at your best. Usually early morning is best because outside distractions are at a minimum during this time. However, if you're not a morning person, choose a time when you are most alert and focused. There is no right or wrong time of the day. David says in Psalms chapter 63, verse 1, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. While Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9, with my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. Whatever time of day you choose, let it be the best day of the time for you. Secondly, decide on a place. Finding the right place is key to your success. Select a quiet place where you are free from distractions. Again, you see this theme of being free from distractions. This could be at your home office, a study, a bedroom, a bathroom, a basement, or even the garage. A place where you can concentrate and have quality time with God. You may choose to have some devotional tools nearby, a pen, a highlighter, journal, or a notebook, music, devotional book, or your Bible, You definitely want to have your Bible. Decide on a time frame. There is no standard time frame for personal devotions. You have to decide how much time you can realistically commit to each day. Set a realistic goal that you feel you can meet to avoid discouragement if you don't meet those goals. Start with 15 minutes a day, then develop more. The key is quality of time, not the quantity. The quality of your time in his presence will usually dictate the quality. Decide on a general structure. Develop an outline or agenda so you don't waste time and end up accomplishing nothing. Doing this will eliminate the problem of spending half an hour of your devotion time trying to decide what you're going to study, meditate, and focus on, and things to pray about. You can get started by using a quality devotional book, a Bible reading chart, or a pre-written guide. You will get much more out of your experience by having a plan or general structure. The following suggestions may offer some assistance, not in any particular order. Spending some time in worship. You may want to sing a song of praise and worship or play some praise and worship music in the background softly or to your particular desire. There is no wrong or right way to do this. Your time of worship should be a time of intimacy with God. Intimacy involves a close personal love relationship expressed through one's deep affection, sentiments, and devotion. Worship is an act of your will, spirit man, your desires, your emotions, and this involves truth in the inward parts, honesty, exposure, humbleness, nakedness, passion, and at times brokenness. We praise God for what he has done, his mighty acts, and worship him for he is God Almighty, El Shaddai. I also want to note that you definitely want to turn your phone off to, again, avoid distractions. spend some time in prayer. Prayer can be simply defined as a two-way communication between you and God. Talking to God, praising Him, thanking Him, telling Him about your needs, struggles, and cares, and then listening for His response. Prayer includes listening, not just requesting. Allow God time to speak to you in a small, still voice, as in 1 Kings 19 and 12, through the internal witness of the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:9-11, or through His Word, Psalms 119:130-133. Then spend some time meditating on what you read, allowing God to speak into your life, Psalms 1. Spend some time in the Word of God. Choose a Bible reading plan or a type of study, a book, a character, topical, or by author, to aid in your time with reading and study. This will be covered in more details as we go to the next lesson, which is to happen shortly. These are various reading devotionals that can be purchased or downloaded that address many an array of needs. Invest in a quality study Bible, in a translation that is easily understood by you, and a journal or notebook that can be used exclusively for things you need to do in your relationship to God and to other believers, so you can write down what you learned and any questions that you might have. Spend some time writing in a journal or notebook. You may find that journaling will help you stay on track during your devotional time. You can journal your thoughts, prayers, scripture references, questions, and any instructions from God from the time you spend with Him. Journaling is not for everyone. However, those that try it are amazed to see how God answers their recorded prayers and other items they've entered in their journal. You can also write down what you've learned and any questions you may have to ask mature believers or spiritual mentors. Journals can also serve as reminders, records, and testaments of God's faithfulness. And lastly, apply what you've learned. You will never be able to fully experience the complete value of your devotional time until you discipline yourself to apply what you've learned. Through your devotional experiences with God, trust and know that He will give you applications, then you'll be willing and able to put them into action. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Amen. This has been Lesson 3, Study of Commitment and Devotion.